What is going on, Not Your Final Destination listeners? Before we get started, this episode is sponsored by the Kong Kings NFT Project. Are you looking for some unique and exquisite art? Head over to KongKingsNFT.com to learn more. So what is going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Not Your Final Destination. I'm your gracious host, Felix Diaz. And happy Monday, you guys. I know that it's been a minute since my last episode. Make sure to check out the sponsor of this episode, which is Kong Kings NFT, an amazing project that is supporting families in the Habitat for Humanity charity section. Also, they have some incredible artwork. So without further ado, let's jump into the episode. So, I have been putting off this episode for weeks at a time now, and I'm just thinking to myself, what is next for me? Like, what does this season look like? My birthday's tomorrow, so I said, let's record a podcast episode, put it out there to the community, but also talk about something that has been kind of in the forefront of my mind and just kind of been the thing I've been doing, and that's lifting people up. I think, you know, a lot of us are on this incredible journey called life, and there's so many obstacles and so many days of adversity and so many days of confusion and anger. And I feel like sometimes we don't have people to discuss those things with, whether, you know, you are embarrassed or you are ashamed of bringing it up to your spouse or to a friend. The last thing I want to do, and I've said this before on the podcast, and I've said it, and I'll say it a million times, it's like, I'd rather hear your story than read your story, right? No matter where you are in life or who you are or where you come from, the background, you know, no matter what cards you're dealt, you are the creator of your life. So if you had a really bad upbringing, and I'm a living product of that, we have the ability of changing that, right? You went through a bad breakup and you're down and you gain a little bit of weight, and like, things happen, right? Like, that's just life, and that's just kind of what we live in, and that's the beauty of life. Like, everything's not going to be perfect. And my father-in-law, you know, Ron Moore, shout out if you're listening, you know, he's in his late 50s, I'm going to put it like that, being kind, and he said, you know, I thought when I'd be around this age, I wouldn't be thinking about things that I thought when I was like 20 or 30. Like, life is never easy. Like, in life, I don't think life's ever going to be easy, but I've been putting myself out there into these unknown realms, and when I say unknown realms, I'm talking about like these roles that I've taken, these mentorships that I've taken, these people that I'm helping, developing, and not getting paid a single cent for it, right? Like, it's not about that for me. It's about building humans up, building people up. And I know that there's someone out there that will build me up eventually, when that season of my life comes, because I don't have it all figured out, and I'm not perfect, and there's things I still struggle with, and there's things that I need to figure out in my own, you know, my own journey of life. But if I take everything I've ever learned and I apply it to people that are saying, hey, you know, because I've met you, like, I'm doing this now, because I'm a part of this group, I'm doing this now. And if it wasn't because of you guys, I don't know where I would be right now. And that speaks volume to me. That speaks so much volume to me. So if someone out there is struggling with depression, anxiety, a breakup, suicidal thoughts, man, like, it doesn't matter what it is, you can always come to me and we can talk about it. And I know that the first step's always the hardest, and it's going to be one of the hardest things to do, is to admit something or speak about something or share that experience or share that thing that, you know, is upsetting you. Like, I get it. Like, we all go through things in life that in the beginning, it is super hard to talk about, but you got to let it go in order to accept that next blessing that God has for your life, right? And this year, and a little bit of last year, I've jumped into these roles that I have no business being in, right? So when people say, like, what do you mean by that, Felix? Or for those that know me as Soap, you know, I took over a NFT project community guide role. And now when I jumped into this NFT project, I had no business being in a community guide role, maybe a leadership role, but not a community guide role. But I took it on, and I'm teaching myself these things that I didn't know, you know, were a part of being a community manager. And it hasn't been easy. The team isn't very big. It's like a startup, and I'm coming from a startup myself, you know, of my regular work. So I've learned so much about people and, you know, the people that are on my team. So shout out to Adam Lindo, shout out to Tony Lindo, Juan, everybody that's on the team. We're learning so much from each other. And, you know, I think for me, one of the struggles as a leader and as a person that tries to uplift others was I would struggle with having that hard conversation, right? Like, so what does a hard conversation look like? It's like, hey, like, are we going to get paid for November's work to February's work? Like, normally back in the day, like me, I would just sit back and be like, all right, cool. When it comes, I'm going to work my ass off. And then, it, you know, it pays off. And the cool part about that is it's like, it wasn't about the difficult conversation that we're having. It's just that you have to speak up in order to get things done. And as a community manager, I'm speaking to a community of 800 plus. Orders are being messed up. You know, bids aren't going through. Things I had no idea about the crypto space and the NFT space just a couple months ago. Like, I feel like I've become a intermediate NFT project manager, community manager. On with that, it's teaching me so much to start my own project, the Legacy Shark Cartel NFT project that's on OpenSea. And it's focused on this right here, right? Like building community, talking about it on the podcast, uplifting people in the Discord channel, sharing motivational things, having guest speakers from like Hacking Your Leadership and the Smells Like Freedom podcast, and having celebrities go on and speak like Adam Lindo and Fred Durst and all these other people. There's things that, like, have you ever in your life been like, man, like, why did this door open right now? Like, why is this happening to me right now? And that's just kind of what I'm living right now. All the things that I've manifested and all the things that I've ever prayed about, I feel like it's happening right now. You know, and these are some materialistic manifestations that I say, like, oh, like, I want to drive a Model 3 Tesla. I want to have, you know, a house for my wife and my girls. And I want to see this amount of money in my bank account. And like, I want to be closer to God. And I want to be a more godly person when I'm off this microphone and when I'm in my roles at my job and my one-on-ones with my team members and my community, like, and sharing, you know, the word of God in a way that, you know, that doesn't make people run away. And I struggled with that for such a long time. Was like, okay, well, how do I do this? How do I make this connect with people that aren't on the same path as me? And this was the way of doing it, speaking with people over my podcast. And never in a million years would I think we would be at 93,000 streams and continually growing to 100,000 in a couple of years. And I'm forever grateful for all you guys that continue to hit that play button, whether it's 40, whether it's 200, whether it's 93,000, because obviously some episodes have more listens than others. But guys, you guys are the reason why I come back to post these episodes. And if you've ever known me from Instagram or Facebook or Twitter or YouTube or vlogging or the brands that I've created in the past and sold and failed and whatever, like, I've always put myself in these learning situations, is what I'm going to call them. You are capable of doing whatever you put yourself into in a learning situation, whether that's personal development, whether it's physical health, whether it's helping others develop, whether it's meditation, whether it's coding, whether it's graphic design, whether it's podcasting, whether it's NFTs, whether it's cryptocurrencies. Think about where you were a year ago to where you are today. We're not taking L's, people. That's not what we're doing. We're learning along the process. You learn from your mistakes. You never make the same mistake twice. But you grow along this journey of life. And I think for me, being transparent in these episodes and me sharing my testimony of my father not being there, my father still not being there, my father coming back, my father leaving, the relationships that I've had, the divorces that I've had, divorce as in one, not multiple, being a better father, learning how to parent my kids, starting, you know, my own NFT project, all these things that we're doing, is just a part of this life that we can discuss and talk about later and saying, man, do you remember in 2022 when your podcast was sitting at 93,000 streams all around the world and your NFT project made a couple sales in the beginning of, you know, the month that is making as much as what you're making at your regular job, and you can step away from that if, you know, it becomes successful, but you're leading with transparency, and along the way of this whole journey, you're uplifting others. How cool would that story be when you're sitting at home, or you're on a plane to Puerto Rico, or you're on a plane to Dubai, and you're networking, you're sitting across from these influential people, and you are using your platform for good. Now, I don't know who needs to hear this, but I'm going to say it, and I say it all the time. It's the first step's the hardest step. Once you take that first step, anything is possible. And I truly, truly, truly believe that. But remember, there was a season in your life where you were praying for this very moment, where it was that job that you said this would help me and my kids and my wife, or this raise, or this, you're associated with people that are, that you have no business being associated with, but not in a bad way. So I'm going to share the story and we're going to end this episode here, but I want to share this story and I want it to really, really, really sit in your mind for the rest of this week, if there's not another episode that comes up. But I had a dream back in 2016 that will forever be like a big screen movie to me. And in that dream, I remember going to the beach. And there was this lady, this woman, I didn't know who she was. And she said, Felix, let's walk out to the ocean. So like I walked out to the ocean, and in the ocean, I'm a big scaredy cat when it comes to sharks. And when it comes to like the ocean, I just don't trust it. My mom doesn't like me being in the water, things like that, you know, as for safety reasons. I can swim and everything, but I just didn't trust it. So in the dream, we go out. And she says, be free and put all your fears away. So I'm going out to the ocean. And as I'm walking out, and then in the ocean, sorry, I'm skipping a little bit there. But in the ocean, she says, now I want you to close your eyes and envision yourself 20 years from now. What are you wearing? Who's around you? What conversations are you having? And in that dream, as I'm leaving the ocean, the water starts to go down from my neck as it's disappearing back into the ocean, like down into the, like to the ground. It's kind of weird to explain it, but so the water's slowly going down. As I'm walking out, I'm coming out in a suit and a tie and a briefcase. And then when I get to this other, like the other side of the beach, it goes from sand, like beach sand, it goes into like this nice marble floor. And when I look up, there's a group of other people in suits, ties, briefcases, and these really nice cars in where I'm going. And I used to be like infatuated with like the spinning New York, like, it's like that entryway where like the door just kind of keeps spinning. So as I'm going through that carousel, that door, I see people of high, like people know who they are. I would want to use the word famous, but like it was like people of high status, like in behind that door. And I wake up, and I'm saying this now because I'm connected with so many, I'm going to use the word celebrities because they are like actors and musicians and entrepreneurs. And I have no business. I'm a guy from Fayetteville, North Carolina that played high school football from a small town. I have no business being connected in this circle, but because I prayed about this season and I've applied the failures and I've continued to keep going. And sometimes I feel like I'm putting in so much work for something that isn't yet to be revealed as like success or this, oh, this is it. This is how it's going to work. This is why it's working. To me, that dream and that symbolizes this next chapter of my life, of where I am right now. And I don't want to go through that chapter in that season by myself. And I want to bring as many people as possible. Now, does that mean that we're all going to be rich? Does it mean that we're all going to drive these nice cars? Does it mean we're all going to have these houses? I don't think it means that. I think it's going to be an uplifting season for those who follow me on this podcast. And if you join these projects like the Con King NFTs Discord channel or the Legacy Shark Cartel, where we are transparent, we put the human connection first, we donate to charity, we uplift one. I mean, it's just an uplifting community. And the podcast now is going to be a portal, my voice to the community, my voice to the active listeners, anyone that wants to get into NFTs and cryptocurrencies and personal development. There's going to be people that I'm going to have on this podcast that are going to uplift you. If you haven't tuned into older episodes, I ask you to go back and listen to them. Also, there is a new thing on Spotify and I think Apple Music where you can leave a review. I think it's like 0 to 5 stars. You know, I don't ask for much here, guys. If you can honestly review the podcast, it would mean a lot to me so we can get more like-minded people over to the podcast. Obviously, it helps with the algorithm as well to get more people here. But I wanted to share that story with you guys because remember, like, all it takes is a couple of months for you to be in a completely different space surrounded by completely different people and you living a much better life than you're currently in. Is it going to be difficult? Absolutely. Is it going to be worth it? Hell yeah. I think so. So guys, listen, thank you so much again for tuning into another episode of Not Your Final Destination. I am your super gracious host, Felix Diaz, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace.